Are you familiar with the Latin phrase quid pro quo? Literally, it means this for that, or an equal exchange. When I go to someone's home for supper, I always offer to bless their home in exchange for supper. It's an example of quid pro quo. I always have to sing for my supper. It seems deeply right to us that things not be handed out for free, but that fairness and justice should prevail. That's why, by the way, nobody liked Popeye's friend, Wimpy. Remember him? Who always walked around soliciting people saying, "I'll gladly pay you back Tuesday for a hamburger today." But everyone knew that Tuesday would never come for Wimpy. He'd never pay you back. Inside of us, we say, "That's not fair." Because there is no such thing as a free lunch. That's the law of justice. But besides justice, there is also mercy, a higher law. Shakespeare's play called The Merchant of Venice is a study in the interaction of justice and mercy. Antonio, the merchant of Venice, borrows a large sum of money from Shylock, a Jewish moneylender. When Antonio defaults on the loan, Shylock takes him to court and demands his pound of flesh, which was the collateral Antonio promised to pay should he default. But Portia, an attorney, comes to Antonio's aid and argues for mercy. She says in a soul-stirring soliloquy, "The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes." In other words, she asked Shylock to be the bigger person and let the debt go. Justice blesses once, but mercy blesses twice. In the gospel, Jesus teaches a lesson on how to balance both justice and mercy. A leper humbly asks for healing, saying, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus seizes the opportunity to be merciful. He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it, be made clean." It's almost like Wimpy asking for a hamburger. And Jesus gives him the money gladly, knowing he will never be repaid on Tuesday. But also knowing the Jews, calculating cunning, like Shylock the Jew in The Merchant of Venice, Jesus adds, "Go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." You see, Jesus lived by the law of mercy, even though he lived among a people who demanded justice, their pound of flesh, a quid pro quo. But that's also why Jesus was twice blessed. My friends, which law do you tend to live under? That of mercy or that of justice? Of course, I think we should live under both. That is, we should always seek to be fair and just, or give another his due, as St. Thomas Aquinas defined justice. After all, justice is a virtue, and no one is excused from exercising it. However, we should also look for moments to be merciful. If it is possible, forgive a loan that you've given someone. Don't demand your pound of flesh. Simply forgive it with a smile, as Shylock should have done. When someone says something slanderous or stinging about you, don't hold a grudge until they apologize. Avoid the temptation to skewer them on social media. I'll get them back. Don't wait for the other person to take the first step of reconciliation. You be the bigger person and extend a little mercy rather than insist on the dictates of justice. Why? Well, because justice blesses once, but mercy blesses twice. Portia added a little later in her speech, "Mercy is enthroned in the hearts of kings. It is an attribute of God Himself, and earthly power doth then show likest God's when mercy seasons justice." In other words, justice makes us more like man, but mercy makes us more like God. Praised be Jesus Christ.